that are close to some of the light switches and some of you that we talked to earlier. We're going to go ahead and show a little bit of a lengthier DVD presentation. You heard my dad last Sunday night give a lot of the history behind his pastorate here at Landmark, coming to Haines City back in December of 1970. And this DVD presentation is going to have a lot of the pictures and some of the story behind that. So sit back. This is going to be at least 15 minutes or so, and we're going to have my mom and dad watch this with us tonight. It's a special DVD presentation in honor of 40 years here at Landmark Baptist Church.
Brother Carter, I wanted to congratulate you on 40 years here at Landmark. That's an unbelievable milestone.
Brother Carter, I want you to know that I'm glad to be able to be here today and be able to say that you've been my friend for all of these 40 years. I count you one of my dearest friends.
People that think that's all that's in the Bible is maybe something about Christmas and Easter. No, there's a lot more.
Let me ask you, if you'd listen real intent and listen real deep, inside of yourself, there's a soul that don't want to die and go to hell. There's a soul that Jesus died for. Hope you've been here for the Bible conference. We have really been having a good one, amen?
It were those conferences we had together, not just the mission conferences, but the conferences with Lee Robertson and Lester Roloff, Dr. Harold Seidler. You and I had the privilege of being able to sit together and hear these great men of God.
It's our job to not stand looking up and enjoying our salvation, just saying, come on, Jesus, it can only get better for us. That may be true, but he left us here for a reason. And the reason is to tell others.
Jesus, Lord, here we are, ready to serve you. Fill us this hour.
All over the country about one unbelievable work this is, what an unbelievable work it is with so many facets to the ministry and how you've impacted the city. I admire you, thank God for you. I appreciate your friendship and enjoy all of our time together. And I just wanted to say congratulations. God bless you. I love you.
I just celebrated 5 years at the church there back in October.
Hello, and welcome to the Open Bible Broadcast with David Osteen, pastor of the Landmark Baptist Church in Locust Grove, Georgia.
Carter, we just want to take this opportunity to say thank you for your faithfulness and commitment through the years at Landmark. Because of your leadership there, our lives have been impacted, and there are little landmarks all over the globe today because of your service. We just want to say thank you for your sacrifice.
This is WLVF, Landmark's Voice of Faith, preaching the book, the blood, and the blessed hope.
Worship service from the Landmark Baptist Church, located at 2020 East Henson Avenue in Hinge City.
God's kingdom in heaven to be set up upon earth. We're not looking for that. We're looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're listening for the shout, the sound of a trumpet, and it could happen this year. And what an encouragement that is to know that we're closer than we've ever been.
Almost 30 years now, and you've been a great influence in my life. You've been a stabilizing influence as I've traveled around in evangelism. When I come here, I'm always reminded of the things that are important. I'm reminded about soul winning and honoring the Lord and about having standards and about the Word of God. And I've been greatly helped by your ministry. You're one of my heroes. You're a hero of my family, and I thank the Lord for you.
And I am calling to congratulate you on 40 years there. Brother, you've been preaching as long as I've been saved. And I can remember years ago, decades ago, when I was just young in the Lord, there was a Mickey Carter down in Florida. And now 40 years later, there's still a Mickey Carter down in Florida serving the Lord, same way, faithful as ever. And I want you to know that's a blessing to me. I'm sure it's a blessing to others. And encouragement, your faithfulness, how you've stuck by the word, stuck by the truth. And I don't wish you another 40 years, brother. I hope the Lord comes back and gets us out of here. But I just want you to know that you are respected and worthy of that respect. God bless you. God bless your ministry. Bye-bye.
I think about the times that we went to the Holy Land together, and I can still see you standing in a boat on the Sea of Galilee preaching the gospel of Christ. In all of my travels, I'm real proud to say that I'm a member of Landmark Baptist Church and that you're my pastor. I want to thank you for being today what you were 40 years ago. Thank you that you haven't changed. I go to churches and churches change and preachers change, but praise the Lord, you've never changed. And by the way, the book of Hezekiah says that behind every good man is a good woman. So thank you, Mrs. Carter, for standing behind your husband the way that you have. May God bless you, and may you have many fruitful years to come.
Okay, we're going to leave the screen down for a second, for a little bit longer. We're going to have a little personal presentation to my dad here in just a moment, but I thought I'd let him come up and make any comments you wanted to after seeing that DVD presentation.
I don't know if I can. My thanks goes out to everybody that put that together. I didn't know that was going on. That's the first time I've seen it. What a tremendous presentation. And it does touch me pretty deep. It's been my joy and privilege to serve with the best people on God's green earth, and the people that make up Landmark Baptist Church. As the picture said, there's a lot of them on the other side, a lot of them over there in heaven, and what a time it'll be. If that's special to me, what's heaven going to be like? Amen. It's going to be something. I'd like to say to you here and appreciate you as our church. You might be visiting tonight, but it's all the glory goes to Jesus, just Him. Without Him, we would have nothing. And we want Him to receive the glory. And my wife said it a number of years ago when, on some occasion, she said we never set out to do some big recognized thing for God. We just started serving Him one day at a time. And one day at a time. And that turned into a week and a month and a year and tens of years. And that's all to God's glory. Amen. I want to ask that we all stand. I'll finish.